I thank the Hanhala and especially Shechter, who gave me the schus to speak for those who came here because they want to hear his oireres, Dor Sheyum Vakshi Hashem. V'yiyu Naam Areinu L'Ratzen L'Fnei Adon Koyim. This tkufa in which we find ourselves now, the Yemei HaRachamim V'HaSlichais, is actually the way the Sfarim HaGadoshim tell us, in a way, already the beginning of the new year. The year starts with Elul. The year is being formed and molded already. The coming year is already being molded with what we do in Elul. There are simanim that the past can bring down, the Muslim, about Elul. The most common one is Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li. The Rosh HaTavis is Elul. It's a zman of Ratzin, a zman of Ahava and Ratzin, and Rachamim, that Rabbi Nishleilim is Maratze, Klal Yisrael, and the Inyan of a Hafti Yasam Omar Omar Hashem pours down upon us in Elul, days of Ahava and Ratzin, and Rachamim. So, all these simanim are usually in Rosh HaTavis, because Elul already is the beginning of forming the new year. Just like the first day of the year is Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Chodesh, it contains in itself the entire year or the entire Chodesh. A word, the first ice in the word contains the entire word. It's a Rosh HaTeva. The Rosh HaTeva says, Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li, because it's the beginning. There's another remez that the pas can bring down. Ina L'yaday V'samti Lach. This pasuk is by the Reitzayach B'Shaygeg Il Kalikim Ina L'yaday V'samti Lacha Makayim Ashayonas Shama. The Reitzayach can seek asylum in the Ir Miklat, so which is Meramez on Elul. Ina L'yaday V'samti Lach is Rosh HaTavis Elul. The pas can bring down. If I remember correctly, I think even the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings this down. In other words, Elul is a Ir Mikla, where the Ratzayah B'Shaygeg can flee and find refuge there. Asylum. So, being that Elul, which also includes Aseres Yemei Tshuva, is a miklat, so to understand Elul, we should try to understand miklat. What constitutes an ir miklat? What makes it to be a miklat, migayel, a miklat from the Gayel Adam, the Reidev, who wants to take nekama because of the Averis which were done, the the Goyel Adam who has three names, Hu HaSatan, Hu HaYetzahara, Hu HaMalach HaMavis. Elul is the Miklat Migoyel. We are free and we are saved, protected from this Goyel Adam in the Yer Miklat, in Ayel, in Elul. These are Yemei Rachmin. We run away. And like the Zohar says, that the process of the Elul and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we find by Yaakov Avinu, when he had his encounter with the Goyel Adam, with Esav, the Sar of Esav, the Satan, the Yetzihara, the Malach HaMavis. And on Rosh Hashanah, he got the brachas from Yaakov. On Yom Kippur, he met the Sar of Esav, and he gives him the Soyer L'Azazel. In fact, the way Yochai Mekadosh explains it there, if you're going to count the amount of behemoths that Yaakov gave to Esav, Ezer Mesaimus, Yashem Esrim V'Gaymer, you're going to find 580 animals. Begematria Soyer. That's the Soyer L'Azazel, which is what we give to the Satan on Yom Kippur to quiet him down, let him get busy with his matana and forget about being Mekatre Ganyi. But then Yaakov is still afraid of Esav, so Yaakov nasa sukkaisa. He flees to the sukkah. That's the tachlis of the miklat, the sukkah, where he is protected by the shechina, by the anani kavid on the schach, on the tfanis of the sukkah. Yaakov nasa sukkaisa. That's what the Zohar tells us. Ki tzpeneini besukai. We say in the David, which we start saying on Elul, and we finish at the end of Sukkot. Ki tzpeneini besukai. Hashem oiri b'Rosh Hashanah, v'yeshi b'yom ha-kippurim, ki tzpeneini besukai. On Sukkot, we are niklat in the Kanfei Shechina, and the Sukkah it's Yerushalayim, like this forum tells us, that the atmosphere in the Sukkah is Avira de Yerushalayim, and we're there like a child runs and looks for protection under the mother's apron, Ima Ila. So Elul and the Seres Yimei Tshuva is a Eir Miklat. Ina Leyadai B'samti Lach. The Gemara says in Malkus, Daf Yud Beis, we know that when the Zman will come, the Geula, the Rabbein Shleilam, is going to be Sheikhet the Satan, like we sing on Pesach, Yosak Adish Baruch Hu V'Shachat L'Malach HaMavis. And like the Gemara says, the Satan will have his end when his manatikun comes with the Geula Shleima. The Satan, knowing that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is going to be Messiah like him, he'll remove him from the scene, runs to the Eir Miklat. He doesn't want to be killed by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So he runs to an Eir Miklat. He runs to Batzcha. So the Gemara says in Malkus that the Satan is going to make three errors. He's going to be wrong three times. he will think that you can flee to the Ir Miklat for protection even though you're amazed. No, the Ir Miklat is only for a shaygeg. He thinks that it's for a malach. It's only for a adam. He runs to Batzra. But Batzra is not a near miklat. It says in Pasuk, Az yavla Moshe sharesh olei ore miklat, as betzer bamidbar, v'sromais bagilat, v'sgoylan babashan. Batzer is a near miklat, not Batzra. He runs to Batzra. And there he has his seif. Let's concentrate on this ta'us of the satan that thinks that Batzra is a near miklat, whereas the pasuk says that Betzer is a near miklat. The satan, we all know from our experience that the satan, the Yetzirah, is a big lamdan. And he can come, like the Gemara says, "V'satzfayni archek me'aleichem." I'm going to remove the satan, the tzfayni, from you. U'v'tamidi chachamim yaisa mikulam. The satan wants to entrap tamidi chachamim more than anybody else. And he does a good job. He can come to a Talmud Chacham and argue, and with a pilpul who use lamdisha acrobatics, and he's going to present an aveira in the form of a mitzvah. He'll tell you that what's chayiv is pato. What's asur is mutar. And he'll explain it with lambdas. And that's how he entraps tamidi chachamim. Uvitamidi chachamim yaisa mikulam. The satan is a big lambda. And he certainly knows the pasuk chumash. Because he knows that there is a near miklat, and he flees to the near miklat. If he knows a pasuk chumash, and the Torah says pashut, like a teenager who starts learning chumash knows, as betzer bamidbar, why does he run to Batzra? The pasuk says betzer, why does he run to Batzra? And he perhaps will argue, and he'll argue wrongly, because that's his, like I heard from the God of Yisrael, Mida Kneged Mida. He fools people, so the suffers that he'll be fooled himself. But still, it has to have, like you say, hand and feast. It has, whatever he argues, has to have some kind of a substance of logic. So, he knows that the pasuk says, Betzel Bamidbar. But he figures, well, if it says Batzah, Batzah is also so good. It's also good enough. But even if he feels he wants to say a svara, that Batzah is just like Batzah. But Ein Safik Maitzi Medei Vadai. Batzah is certainly Batzah. Batzah, you can make a pilpul that it's a near miklat. But Batzah certainly, why doesn't he go to Batzah? Why does he run to Batzra, of all places? The Rambam, Seif Hilchos Malachim, talks about the Dinim of Mashiach. And the Rambam says that somebody who doesn't believe in Mashiach, Chas V'Shalom, is not only b'divrei neviim hu kayfer, elegam b'tayras meisher Rabbeinu. Because three times in the Torah tells us very clearly that Yidden will have a Geula. There will be a Mashiach. In Parshas Balak, become Shevet Mi Yisrael. That's Mashiach Tzidkenu. Umachetz Pasei Moyav. And in Parshas Nitzavim, V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shvuscha V'rachamecha. And the idea, the pasuk elaborates about what's going to happen when the Geula will come. And also the third place in the Torah where we have that the Torah indicates that Yidden will eventually, certainly have Mashiach is the parasha of Ari Miklat. Because Moshe Rabbeinu gave the mitzvah of the Sheish Ari Miklat. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'miyachav Hashem es gvurcha, V'yasavta lecha oit shalosh arim al ha'arim ha'ayla. You should add another three cities to be Ari Miklat. Because the six Ari Miklat are for Eretz Yisrael proper. But when Mashiach will come, and we're going to have already the Keni, the Kenizi, and the Kadmoni, which will be annexed to Eretz Yisrael. So we'll need another additional Fri Ari Miklat. So the Rambam says, this never happened. V'yasavta l'chay tshalosh, leitziva Hashem l'tayhu. The Rabban Yeshuadim didn't give a mitzvah in vain, a mitzvah that you can't be mekayim. The mitzvah is still waiting to be mekuyim. We weren't mekayim yet v'yasavta lach oit shalosh arim. Because even b'zman ha-migdash we only had six arim, but we don't have the nine arim. So therefore, this indicates that Mashiach will come, and we're going to conquer the Keni, Knezi, and Kadmoni, and add another Fri Ari Miklat. Whatever the Torah says as a mitzvah must be Mikuyim. It wasn't Mikuyim yet. And we're waiting for that. That's what the Rambam says. Then the Rambam describes what Mashiach is and how Mashiach could present himself that he is Mashiach. Mashiach needs three simanim. He should be im yamid melech haige batayre lefi tayre shebiksav betayre shebialpe. There'll be a melech, a tzaddik, who's Isaac batayre and is mikayim the mitzvahs of the Torah. V'yikayv kol Yisrael leileh ba v'yichazek bitka. And he'll manage that to make all the Yidden to be mikayim the Torah. And he'll be mechazek the bedek ha-Torah. He'll be mashlim the Torah, that the Torah shouldn't be lacking. The Torah should be complete. V'yichazek bitka. And also, who be loichem, another simon, who be loichem in melchemes Hashem, and who be matzliach, he is becheskas Mashiach. And if he is matzliach to build the Beis HaMikdash and be mekabetz nitre Yisrael to Yerushalayim, he is Mashiach vaday. That's what the Rambam says. So the Rambam gives us three simanim for Mashiach, and one of them declares Mashiach as Mashiach Vaday. As we mentioned before, the Rambam brings three places in the Torah that are a clear indication that the Yidden are going to have Mashiach. Why must the Torah give us three mekaymes in the Torah that promise us the promise of Mashiach. One isn't enough. Perhaps these three mekaymes in the Torah correspond with the three simanim of Mashiach. Because one of the simanim of Mashiach is, the Rambam says, that he'll be Eloichei Melchemes Hashem. That's what the Pasuk in Balak says. V'kom Shevet mi Yisrael, u'machatz Pasei Moyav, v'kar karkol b'nei sheis. He will have Melchama, and he'll be Eloichei Melchemes Hashem. The second simon is that he'll bring Yidin to Yerushalayim and build the Beis HaMikdash. That's for Shav Hashem Mishvuscha, Im Yiyin Adachecha V'Kzei HaShemayim, Mishem Yikabetzcha Hashem Elekecha, Mishem Yikachecha. And that all goes together with Yerushalayim, like it says, Nitcha Yisrael, Bein Yerushalayim Hashem, Nitcha Yisrael Yechanes. So that's the second simon of Mashiach, which corresponds with Parshas Nitzavim. The third simon of Mashiach, that he'll be Mechazek Betek HaTorah, and he'll see that the Torah is kept and observed completely, that's the Ori Mikvot. Because every Yid has to be Mekayim the Tayag Mitzvahs. But no individual can ever be Mekayim or the Tayag Mitzvahs, but because B'nai Yisrael Areivim Zeh L'Zeh. So even, let's say, if somebody isn't a Kayim, and he isn't Mekayim, or doesn't have a Pchayah, and he isn't Mekayim Pidyon HaBen, but with B'nai Yisrael Areivim Zeh L'Zeh, because all the Yidin are bound one to the other, the one collective neshama, he's Mekayim it because other Yidin are Mekayim it. And he has the benefit of that mitzvah. And not only people of his generation, all the generations combine that all the Yidin should have all the mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael as a whole, in every generation, together with all the generations, already were Mekayim all the mitzvahs of the Torah. There was one mitzvah which is still lacking, which all the generations of Klal Yisrael still weren't Mekayim that mitzvah b'shleimus, and that's Ari Miklat. Because we weren't yet Mekayim v'yisavta lach oid sholosh orim al ha'orim ha'eila. That mitzvah is waiting so that we should have the completion of the kiyum of all the Tayag mitzvahs. And that's waiting for Mashiach. And Mashiach will be Mechazek Betek HaTorah. He'll complete the Torah. He'll be Mashlim the Torah. There are 600,000 neshamas in Klal Yisrael. There are more, but there are 600,000 yisaidis of neshamas. The rest are branches of these neshamas. There are 600,000 oisiyas in the Sefer Torah. Actually, there are less, about half. But the Chachamim knew that there are 600,000 oisiyas. And they knew how to make this cheshbon. There are many oisiyas that are comprised that of a number of oisiyas. Like, for instance, the Aleph has a yud on top, a yud on the bottom, and a slanty vav in the middle. So one ois can really contain more than one ois. We have Bikabullah Misinai, that there are 600,000 oisiyas in the Sefer Torah, corresponding to the 600,000 Rashi Neshamis, which we had in the Midbar. And as the Gvayr Shirishum is say a remez, Yisrael, as Rashi Taivis, Yesh Shi Shimri bi Eis Yisrael Atayra, and Yishurun is Yesh Shi Shimri bi Neshamis. Every Yid is rooted in one of these Eisiyas of the Sefer Torah. Also, there are 613 mitzvahs. Every Yid has his shirashim, has his roots in one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. He's supposed to be mekayim all the mitzvahs of the Torah, but his neshama is hewed from one specific mitzvah. Like the Gemara says, and the Tanya brings this raya, one of the Chachamim said to his chaver, Aviv b'may zohir tfei, with which mitzvah was your father more diligent? Everyone has to be mekayim or the mitzvahs, but there's one mitzvah that the neshama will teach you, this is your favorite mitzvah. You have a special desire, a special sensitivity to that mitzvah. Your neshama comes from that mitzvah. And that mitzvah, you should be ma'aseh nefesh to be mekayim, with more diligence and with more hidur, more than any other mitzvah. Aviv b'may zohir tfei. Every Yid has his individual mitzvah where his neshama is derived from. Let's wonder if every Yid has his mitzvah. Mashiach, besides being Kailo Klal Yisrael, he's the collective neshama, but still, Mashiach is an individual. What is Mashiach's mitzvah? He has his mitzvah. What's his mitzvah? I would like to say, and I feel that this is karev le'emes, that the mitzvah of Mashiach is eir mikvot, because nobody was ever mikayim the mitzvah of eir mikvot b'shleimus until Mashiach will come, and he will be mikayim yisafta lach oit shalish arim ala arim eila, and then the entire Torah will be complete. Mashiach is the chasen Torah. He finishes the Torah with his being mashlim the minyan mitzvahs, with being mekayim the mitzvah of eir miklat b'shleimus. V'yisafta lach oit shalish arim ala arim eila. Mashiach is the matzil of Yisrael. He saves them from the satan, from the mikatrigim, from the Umay Sa'ilam. He is the miklat. And this point will, Be'ez Hashem, be clarified more satisfactorily in the course of this sikha. You probably are aware of the fact that there's a klal that comes from the Sefer Yetzirah, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world in three copies. Olam, Shana, Nefesh. Or easier, Makim, Shana, and Nefesh. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam created place, space. That's Makim, space. Then there is time. That's Shana. Then there is Nefesh. That's a neshama. And everything in this world is in Olam and Shana and Nefesh. And like the Ave Nachal gives a dogma, an example, there's a certain makim in the world which is the most holy place in the world, Kodesh HaGadosh, in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a certain zman in the world that's the holiest of all, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, what the Beis HaMikdash is Kodesh HaGadosh in makim, Yom Kippur is Kodesh HaGadosh in zman. Then there is a nefesh which is Kodesh HaGadosh, the Kohen Gadol. Kodesh Kodesh, the pasuk says by Yahari. So on Yom Kippur, the day of Kodesh HaGadosh, the Kohen Gadol, the neshama of Kodesh HaGadosh, goes into the makam of Kodesh HaGadosh, and you have all these three kedushas combined. That's what Yom Kippur is. Shalish Kedusha is the Kodesh. So everything in this world comes in three copies: Makim, or Zman, or Nefesh. We're dealing with Eir Miklat. In Makim, there is an Eir Miklat. There are certain sites in Eretz Yisrael. That site is an Eir Miklat, Makim. And then there is, and everything is in the Torah. Makim, Shon, and Nefesh are all, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world using the blueprint of the Torah. Estalko b'yaraisu bara alma. In the Torah, you also have an Eir Miklat. Like this Sfarim explain, a Yid is being pursued by the Gael Adam, by the Satan, the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is trying to get the best of him. What should he do? There's an Yetzirah. And if a person sees that the Yetzirah is trying to be machshel him, Yikra Krishma, Shalain Krishma. Krishma is a near miklat. The pasuk tells us that there are Sheish Ari miklat in Eretz Yisrael, and then there are an additional 42 Ari miklat, the Ari Aleviyim, and together is Abayim Ushmayna Ari miklat. So the Sfarim explain that the six words of Shema, these are the six Ari Miklat, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The 42 words of V'ahavta, these are the additional mem beis Arim. Together you have the Memchas Arim of Ari Miklat. Kriya Shema, Kabbalas Ayo Malchus Shemayim, Yashem, Kriya Zerim. Kabbalas Eil Malchus Shemayim, that's the Eir Miklat. The Satan, the Gael Adam, wants to kill you, Chas V'Shalom. Run to the Eir Miklat. Run to Kriyashma. Run to Kabbalas Eil Malchus Shemayim. That's the Eir Miklat. The Sfarim HaGadoshim say that the Eir Miklat is actually an extension of Yerushalayim. Every Eir Miklat is an extension of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the Makim of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim and the Beis HaMikdash. So in Makim we have an Eir Miklat. As we mentioned before, which is the Eir Miklat in Zman? Elul, on the Seres Yemei Tshuva. As we mentioned before, Makay Mashayonis Shama, which is Rosh Hashanah's Elul. Ina liyadei v'samti ilach Makay Mashayonis Shama Elul Rosh Hashanah's Elul. That's the Iyar Miklat in Zman. Then and the climax of this Iyar Miklat, where we're mekabel al malchus shemayim, is when Rosh Hashanah comes, and we all shout Hamelech. We accept malchus shemayim, and we make a bracha Hamelech Hakadosh, and the bracha of the Shmonesre and Kiddush is Melech al kol ha'aretz, malchus shemayim. Elul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's the Iyar Miklat, Malchus Shemayim. Like Kriyas Shema is the Iyar Miklat. And then, in Nefesh, who's the Iyar Miklat? There's an Iyar Miklat that we can run to for protection when the Gayel Adam, mamish, like you find it today, we're surrounded by enemies on all sides of us. Klal Yisrael. By formidable enemies. And we're hoping, Be'ezer Hashem, Bikarev, Bikarev, B'meheira B'yameinu Bikarev, that we're going to have a nefesh which will be our miklat. That's Mashiach Tzidkeinu. Mashiach Tzidkeinu, that's our miklat. He's the melech. Malchus, and he's going to be mamshech, malchus, shemayim, and klal Yisrael. These three are miklat, are all malchus, shemayim. Just like its source in the Torah is malchus, shemayim. Like kriyashma is malchus, shemayim. Kabbalah is malchus, shemayim. The 48 words of the Ari miklat. The Tzemach Tzedek says that the Melech is batul to the Rabbeinu Shalayim. Befrat, a Melech HaMashiach. Batul to the Rabbeinu Shalayim. That's pshat of all Malchus Shemayim. To become batul to the Rabbeinu Shalayim. Give yourself over. Surrender yourself, your very essence, to the Rabbeinu Shalayim. Your Ratzayim. Your Cheshek. Your will. Give it to the Rabbeinu Shalayim, be mishabited to the Rabbeinu Shalayim. V'chayfas Yitzchayinu l'shtabedolach. That's called Malchus Shemayim. And who is yet such a nefesh of Kabbalah so Malchus Shemayim like Mashiach Tzidkeinu, who is David HaMelech himself? So therefore, in nefesh, Mashiach Tzidkeinu is the Iyar Miklat. And all the Yidden will run to and rally around Mashiach Tzidkeinu, our Miklat, who's going to be a Mashpia, Yiras Shemayim, and Malchus Shemayim. Saint Tasam Alecha Melech, Shetahei Eimasai Alecha. His Yiras Shemayim will also be contacted by you. Eimasai Alecha, his Yiras Shemayim will come upon you, the Eimus HaMelech. Moshe Rabbeinu, since Yidden became a nation, the first Melech of Klal Yisrael was Moshe Rabbeinu. Vehi Bishurin Melech, B'Sasef Rosh Hayam, Chazal Taros, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's when Yidden became a nation, by Yitzias Mitzrayim Matan Torah. He is the Melech. He is also Mashiach. The Zayir HaKadosh says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's Mashiach. And when Mashiach will come, the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu will combine with David HaMelech, and that's Mashiach Tzidkeinu. Because the first Gayel is the last Gayel. The first Gayel is Moshe. The last Gayel is Mashiach, who is also going to be Moshe, like the Zayir HaKadosh says, the Remez in the Pasuk in Keheles, Masha Hayahu Sheyiyah. Ma Shehayahu is Rosh Tavis Moshe. Sheyiyya. He will also be the Gayel Achrein. The Gayel Rishain is the Gayel Achrein. Running to the Miklat. Running and looking for protection in Elul is tshuva. When, what's Elul about? What's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur about? Tshuva. Going back to the Rabbanya Shalalem. Tshuva, as the name implies, going back. We're going back to our Sheirish, to tshuva. Mashiach, as we said before, is Mashlim the Torah. He finishes off the Torah and makes the Torah complete with the mitzvah of Arei Miklat. That's his mitzvah. He completes the Torah. Mashiach is the Chasen Torah. He finishes off the Torah. His neshama comes from Arei Miklat, from Shema Yisrael, from Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. That's Mashiach, from the Melech. So the Mashiach, that the Iker Mitzvah of the Torah is to make a Melech and appoint a Melech, that's Mashiach Tzidkenu, Soim Tasa Melech a Melech, like the Medrash says, that's Mashiach Tzidkenu. His Mitzvah is V'yasavta Lech Oit Sholosh Arim. I like to say Gematriyais, I hope you won't mind. V'yasavta Lech Oit Sholosh is B'gematria Soim Tasa Melech a Melech. That's his Mitzvah. The mitzvah of Mashiach is V'yisavta lach oit shalosh arim. V'yisavta lach oit shalosh is B'gematria Soim Tasa Melech a Melech. Moshe, he is the beginning of the neshama of Mashiach. He's the Gayel Rishon. And Mashiach Tzidkenu is the Gayel Achrein. Their mitzvah is Eir Miklat. The first one who designated the Eir Miklat was Moshe Rabbeinu. Oz Yavdu Moshe Shalosh Arim. The last one who is going to designate Eir Miklat is Mashiach Tzidkenu. V'yisavta lach oit Shalosh Arim. What Moshe begins, Mashiach ends. Because they're both one neshama. The neshama of Eir Miklat. Oz Yavdu Moshe Shalosh Arim. He's the Melech. Yavdu Moshe Shalosh Arim is B'gematria Mikerev Achecha Tasem Alech HaMelech. That belongs to the Melech who's Mamshech Malchus Shemayim and Klal Yisrael. We find in the Gemara that when Yidin below Shaifa on Rosh Hashanah, the Satan becomes very confused. He's Mivhal. He becomes intimidated. He panics when he hears the Shaifa. So that's why Yidin below Shaifa, Kedei Levalbel Es HaSatan, the Gemara says. They blow Shaifa once, then they blow Shaifa again. There was the second time of Shaifa, he's afraid. It's getting in his nerves. He gets scared, and he can't be mekatchek. He can't go and argue and chas v'shadam bring ketrugim and a virus of Yidin. He's all confused. He panics because he knows that when the Kol HaShaifa will sound, that's his end. And then Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu v'shachet al malach ha-mavas. It's going to be his end. But that's fine. Yachik me'aleichem. He panics. Why? It's already 2,000 years that we're in Golus, and every year Yidin below Shaifa. I am about Kiyah. I below Shaifa in my shul. He isn't afraid of me. He knows who I am. I had encounters with him already. Why is he getting scared when I blow the Shaifa? But the blowing of the Shaifa reminds him of the Shaifa Gadol. he panics when he hears the idea of shofar. That he can't take. He can't tolerate that. So he panics. Now, going back to the sultan running to Betzel, and instead of Betzel, running to Batzel. As we explained till now, the mitzvah of Mashiach is Ir Miklat. Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. Shema and Varahafta. Miklat. Running away from the Gayol Adam, the greatest Gayol Adam, who's after us, is of course the Yetzer Hara, the Sat, the Malach HaMavis. It's the most important Ir Miklat, because it's mentioned first. So the Satan does go to Betzel. He flees to Betzel, to the Ir Miklat. But when he comes to Betzel, the Satan has a hargasha. He has an intuition. Like, certainly Malachim certainly have a hargasha. When the Satan comes to Betzel, to that city, which Moshe Rabbeinu designated as a near Miklat, the first city, the main city of the Yare Miklat, he feels an atmosphere of Mashiach. There's an atmosphere of Mashiach in Betzel, because that's a Ir Miklat. It has a Shaychus with Moshe Rabbeinu and Mashiach Tzidkenu, who both designated Ari Miklat. Moshe began and Mashiach finishes. So when he comes to Betzel and he feels an atmosphere, he senses Mashiach, he gets nervous. He panics. He can't stay in Betzel. His head is swirling. I can't stay here. I can't take it. The very smell of Betzel is abhorrent to him. So, what does he do? He makes a pilpul. Really, Betzer and Batzcha is one thing. If Betzer is a near Miklat, Batzcha is a near Miklat. Everything has a Zachar and a Nekeva. So Betzer would be the Zachar, and Batzcha would be the Nekeva. Tends with a Hey, it's a Nekeva. Betzer and Batzcha. The klal is that in Kedusha, the Tzad HaZachar is prominent. The Tzad HaYamin. That's why we're always marked by the Yamin over the smile. In Tuma, the Tzad HaNekeva is prominent and the dominant. The Arachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Vayechi relates a struggle that he had with the Satan. The Satan came to him in two forms, a Kelev Zachar and a Kelev Nekeva. With the Kelev Zachar, he was able to handle, he handled him immediately, he threw him down water Madregas. But with the Kelev Nekeva, the Kaubasa, he had a terrible, terrible Mechama, and he didn't completely win that struggle. That's how the Arachayim HaKadosh on the Pasuk Yisrael Agafen Irei V'Lasareike B'nei Asayne. In the Sitra Achra, in Tuma, the Nekeva is stronger. That's why by the B'nei Edayim, that's the Sitra Achra, they always give preference to the Negeva. Ladies first, and so on. No. ladies and gentlemen. So, they give Kedima to the Negeva. Well, so the Satan says, I'm going to run to my Tzad, to the Negeva of Ir Miklat. There's a certain Ir Miklat for Negeva. It's not Betzel, which is in Eretz Yisrael. It's Batzra, which is in Mayav. And he runs to Mayav. He tries Betzel first. He can't take it. He panics in Betzel. It's the atmosphere of Mashiach. So he runs to Betzel. Now, Betzel, which is appointed and designated as the Eir Miklat by Moshe Rabbeinu, so, and it's also the place of Mashiach Tzidkenu. So the Zohar HaKadosh gives us a form of gematria which is called Ribua. The Zohar HaKadosh utilizes a certain form of gematria by always coming back to the first word. The first ice, you take the ice, you go to the next ice, come back to the first ice, you come to the third ice, come back to the first ice, and so on. So we're going to use, let's find out what Betzer is in Ribua. Betzer is three ices. So if we'll combine Beis, then Beribua, Beis Tzadik, then Beribua, Beis Tzadik Reish. So Beis, Beis Tzadik Reish is Begematria David Ben Yishai. In Betzer he feels the atmosphere of David Ben Yishai. He can't take it. He panics. So he goes to Batzra. Another rabbi. He fell in a trap. Batzra is the place where the Rabbi Yisraelim is going to shech the Satan. Like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Mize ba meyadim chamutz begadim mi Batzra. Ki yayim nakam belibi. Ushnaz gulay ba. Batzra is from Edom. Actually, it's Moav. We'll soon talk about it. Rashi talks about it in Chumash. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, he is also the neshama aver miklat, like Mashiach is. It's one neshama. So Moshe biribua, mem shin hay is begematria v'hayu lachem ha'arim lemiklat migayel. The pasuk which speaks about Ari Miklat. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. His neshama is rooted in the mitzvah of Ari Miklat. Moshe starts Ari Miklat with Betzel, and Mashiach finishes with Shalish Yisavdalach Eit Shalish Arim. So that's why the pasuk says Oz Yavdil Moshe Shalish Arim. It doesn't say Oz Hivdil Moshe. Yavdil, it's a Lashon Asid. When Mashiach will come, Moshe will again, as Mashiach, designate another Shalish Arim. It's waiting for him, because he has to finish off this mitzvah of Eir Miklat, which is the Sheirish of his neshama. The Shem Yishmuel brings a word from his father-in-law, Rav Mendel Lekotzka. Malchus isn't Shayach to Yisrael. Yidin, Malchus is not Jewish. A Yid is not supposed to have a Melech. Hashem Alekeichem Hu Malkechem, like Shmuel HaNavi said. The purpose of Mashiach is to teach Yid that the Rabbi Yishleidim is their Melech. And then Mashiach will take care of the Goyim. And the Yidin won't need Mashiach anymore. Like the Pasuk says, that we're going to have direct contact with the Rabbi Yishleilam. Mashiach will introduce us to Malchus Shemayim. Hashem Elokeichem Malkechem. So the Kotzker said that Malchus isn't anything which is anything which has a shaykhus with Klal Yisrael. So when Yid needed Malchus, they had to import it from the Goyim. It's imported from Moav. Rus came from Moav. She was the daughter of Egelei Melech Moav, who was in turn the son of Balak Melech Moav. And she brought Malchus to Yisrael, which is a foreign import. That's what the Kotzko said. It seems every country has certain commodities that it exports. It seems that Mayav's commodity is Malchus. So Yidin, Kalal Yisrael, got their Malchus from Mayav. Edom also got their Malchus from Mayav. Vayomas and Vayishlach, Vayomas Bela, Vayimlach Tacht of Yoivav Ben Zerach mi Batzra. So Rashi explains that Batzra is a city in Mayav, and she's going to be punished together with Edom because she provided a melech for Edom. When Edom didn't have any melech, Batzra provided a melech for Edom. So therefore, Batzra is going to be punished. Mizeba mi Batzra, mizeba meyadim chemutz bagad mi Batzra. So we see that Mayav exports Melucha. She exported Melucha to Eretz Yisrael through Rus, and she exports Melucha to Edom through Yoivav ben Zarach. If there's a Mashiach by Klal Yisrael, there's a certain Pchina of Mashiach by Edom also. And it's also designated by the Shofar. To the main Eir Miklat, that every Eir Miklat is an extension of Yerushalayim, like the Sforim say. So therefore, they have a Shofar also. Yoivav is the Shofar. Yevav is the Shofar. We learn that from Vatiyava Vaim Sesra, that the true is Yevava. So the Samach Mem knows that Ir Miklat is a Mokem of Malchus Shemayim. So he runs to Betzra, but he panics there. So from there he runs to Betzra, which is also Malchus, the Shofar of Edom. The klippa of Edom. Batzra is a makav of Malchus of the klippa. So if it's not Batzra, he runs to Malchus to Gedusha, he runs to Batzra, which is Malchus to Tumma, because Batzra exports Malchus. In every klippa, in every Tumma, there's a Nitzutz Kodesh. The Tumma can't exist by itself. It must have a nitzutz, a spark of kedusha in itself. So the nitzutz kadosh of Melucha from Mayav came to Yisrael through Rus. The nitzutz tuma of Mayav came to Edom through Batzra. So Yoivav ben Zarach mi Batzra. But and Mashiach will destroy that Melucha. That's one of the simonim of the Rambam. Become shevet mi Yisrael u'machatz pasei Mayav. He's going to destroy Mayav from where Melucha comes to Edom. Mashiach is the melech of Kedusha. The simonim of his simon is that he's b'machatz pasei Mayav. Pasei Mayav is gematria chemutz begadam mi Batzra. So Yidin are today panicking. In Eretz Yisrael, Yidin are afraid. The world is afraid. It's a world of terror today. Everyone is afraid. And the safest place is still Eretz Yisrael. Because there the Rabbani Shalom, Ayni Hashem, Elokeichem, Reishis Hashem, Natach Lishana. And we're going to see him, Yes Hashem, Nisim, Beizer Hashem. Because it came to a point where we must have the Rabbani Shalom. We are worried by Iran, by Hamas, by Hezbollah. The entire world is afraid, the Al-Qaeda. Russia came into the picture now. So, unfortunately, there are Nebuch Yidin who don't know better, and when they see all these factors which creates pachat, so they flee, they run to batzra. They run to the sitra achra. Why run to batzra? Run to batzel. We have batzel. Batzel is kedusha. Shuvu lebitzarei nasirei atekva. We have the Torah. We have a special mitzvah, which is the climax of the Yamim Neiroyim Sukkah, which gives us Haganah and protection for the entire year. Ki itzpeneinu besukkah. Migdolais Shem Hashem, ba yaretz tatik v'nizgav. Run to Betzel. Run to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Hashem uzi, umunusi, umauzi, umanaisli. Run to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. The Pasuk says, Oz Yavda Moshe Shalei Shorim, as Betzel Bamidbar, Vesramais Bagilat, Vesgoylan Baboshan, Vesais HaTorah Shasam Moshe. So the Gemara says that Torah is a near miklat. There are four miklats mentioned there. Betzel, Ramais, Goylan, Vesais HaTorah. Torah is a near miklat, the Gemara says in Malkus. Run to the Torah. Run to Betzel. Yidden are in trouble now. Run to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah's Moshe. He's the year miklat. Run to Mashiach. To the Emunah Mashiach. The Torah is the nefesh of the year miklat. Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah's Moshe. He's the miklat. The Iker Miklat is the Torah, the Kiyam Torah, learning Torah, and Mitzvah Torah. And that starts in Elu. And there we mention Hashem, Oiri B'Rosh Hashanah, the Yishi B'Yom HaKippurim, Kitzmneini B'Sukai D'Atsukas, Hashem Mois Chayai, Mimi Yafchot, Ayid isn't supposed to be in Pachat. Those who lack Emunah run to Batzra. And when they had 10 years ago the trouble with Iraq, so they had sealed rooms. Every apartment now it's illegally requirement. Every apartment must, which is built now in Eretz Yisrael, must have a sealed room, a hermetically sealed room, that in case Chas V'Shalom there's a gas attack, you go there. So. When they were shooting these Kurds, the missiles, Gedolei Yisrael just sat in the Smedrash and learned. They didn't run to the sealed rooms. They didn't run to the Miklatim, as they were called then. We know, Reb Chaim Kanievsky and others sat and learned in the Smedrash near the window, didn't give a hoot. They have a Miklat. We have the Torah. Run to the Torah. You're protected. Run to Torah mitzvahs. Run to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Have bitachon. Shekrasus v'shua. We have the Torah. That's our ear miklat. V'zayis ha-Torah is v'gematria oitcha le'sharim. Run to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Run to Elul. This is our Eir Miklat. As the Paskim bring down the Remez, that and also that which follows after Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Run to the year miklat. Now, Rabbi say, we have the advantage of the year miklat. Run to Elul, on whatever Elul stands for. Elul, Torah, Mitzvahs, Tshuva, Bitachon, Emunah. This is our Betzel. Don't run to Batzra. Don't run to the protections of the Goyim. That aren't really protections. They're not protections at all. the Batsva, the Satan, will find out when Mashiach comes that Batsva isn't a protection. That's where he's going to be geshacht. That's going to be the end of him. That's Batsva. Don't run to Batsva. Run to Betsa. Run to the Rabbanya Shalayla. Come back to your roots. Shuvu lebitzare nasire yatikva. That's the medrash. That's the message of the Iyam Miklat of Elul. That we are at an advantage of being able to benefit from this Iyam Miklat right now. Okay, I just want to be messiahing with an Indian issue. I want to part with you a certain Indian that this will give us a little insight into the year Miklat that Rabbi Yishloel and Bereif Chastai Barachma Bereif Chasadav placed us now, and the Iyam Miklat which the Rabbeinu Shleilem put at our disposal now, that we can flee and seek asylum in this Iyam Miklat, the Zmanim of Tshuva. The Gemara says that the Tzadikim, when Rosh Hashanah comes, is Li'alta Ver Nechtavim, Nechtavim La'alta on the Sefer HaChayim. The Beinonim wait for Yom Kippur. In other words, the Tzaddikim utilize Elul. When Rosh Hashanah comes, they're finished. They're already, and they're immediately being inscribed in the Sefer HaChayim. They had 30 days of Elul, that's enough for them. The Beinonim need 40 days. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai in the Zoya is megala to us a sight that in case you did tshuva on Elul, on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, but if that tshuva is still lacking, you need more. You still have until Shmini Atzeres. The Yeri HaKadosh is Megala another said. The Basayim brings this down from the Yeri HaKadosh, that you can still do tshuva and still polish up your tshuva if you did tshuva, but it's not perfect yet. You can still polish up your tshuva and polish up your year and your gemar din until the last day of Chanukah. So, in this tkufa, we have sedras, which we read, Kisavai, Nitzavim, Vayayelech, and Hazinu. Zay Sabracha is not a sedra. It's higher than a sedra. Every sedra is read on Shabbos. Zay Sabracha is not read on Shabbos. It's above the sedras, it's higher than Zman. Sometimes you do read Zay Sabracha Neretz Yisrael on Shmini Atzeres, if it comes out Shabbos, but only if it comes out on Shabbos. It's not a Shabbosic sedra. The Zayir HaKadosh says that there are Gan sedras, 53 sedras, Gan Eden. Actually, there's 54 sedras. One of the truths is that Vizay Sabracha doesn't count. So, there are people that do tshuva 30 days, the tzaddikim gemurim. 30 days of Elul is enough. So therefore, in this tkufa of tshuva, we read the sedra vayelech, which has 30 psukim. But most of us need Yom Kippur, 40 days. So in this tkufa, we learn Nitzavim, which has 40 psukim. But some of us need till Shmini Atzeres, which from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Shmini Atzeres is 52 days. Right? Figure it out. 52 days. 30 days of Elul, and then 10 days of Yom Kippur. That's really 40 days. And 4 days till Sukkot is 44. And then another 8 days of Shmini Atzeres is 52. So Hazino has 52 psukim. So you have 30 psukim in 40 psukim in Nitzavim, 30 psukim in Vayelech, and 52 psukim in Nitzavim, in Hazino. But till Chanukah, there's more days for those who have to wait till Chanukah. How many days is for Rosh Chodesh Elul until Chanukah, until the last day of Chanukah, Zeis Chanukah? Here we have a problem, because Cheshvan is sometimes a chaser and sometimes a molei. But it's no problem. The Gemara get mezachanaitz. The Gemara says, "Stam Chodesh Shloish Miyan, Stam Yerach Shloish Miyan." So we'll assign 30 days for Cheshvan. We go according to the Stam. So, how many days is it? Elul is 30 days. Tishrei is also 30 days. Cheshvan will give 30 days. That's 90 days. 24 days until Chanukah. That's 114 days. And then another 8 days until the last day of Chanukah. So 122 days. If you add up the psukim, the tzavim, vayelech, and hazinu, you have 122. Because Chanukah is a rerun of the Yemei HaTshuva. So you have these four tkufos, 30, 40, 52, and 122, all the room is in the sadras that we read in this tkufa. I once said this by a drasha. So my son-in-law, Harav Mordechai Silver, remarked that Kisavai has 122 psukim. This week's sadr has 122 psukim. So we already have 122 psukim. Very nice. But then, shtelts at the kasha, being that Nitzavim Vayelech and Hazinu add up to 122, so why must we have Kisavai, which is 122? Why must we have it repeated? The deity, I would say that Kisavai is not the 122 days of tshuva which are ahead of us. Kisavai is teichacha. The Gemara says, why do we read Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah? Tichle shana v'kila leisa. In Kisavai we have klalis. Teichacha is musal. Kisavai, the 122 psukim of Kisavai, is not referring to the year which is coming, Tavshin Samach Tes, which is Begematria Eliyahu HaTishbi. It's not referring to that. The 122 days of Kisavai is referring to last year, Tich L'shana V'kil Eliseha. Kisavai is pointing a finger at you. What's wrong with you? You know what happened last year? You remember the beginning of Tavshin Samaches? The Rabban Yishladim gave you 122 days for tshuva? Did you do tshuva? Let the year testify that you did tshuva. What happened this year? What happened this past year? How many tragedies, Nebuch, did Yidden suffer? How many makasha like suva batayra zamisas tzaddikim did Yidden suffer? How many agmas nefeshim did we have? How many chaylim did we have? how many nebuch accidents did we have? How many misfortunes, how many Yidden lost their panasa in this year? You utilized the 122 psukim of Kisave last year? Don't repeat that mistake. Kisave speaks about 122 days of last year. It's a teichacha. Tich l'shana v'kila l'iseha. Don't repeat what you did last year. Make up your mind with resolution that this year you're going to do a real tshuva, that you're going to contribute your chaylik of tshuva to Klal Yisrael. You need one knishta chada, one basic nesis to do tshuva, the Zayah says. That's enough. That can bring Mashiach. One basic madrash can bring Mashiach. So, don't repeat the mistake of Kisavei. Utilize the 122 days of Nitzav of Vayelech and Azinu. And the Rabbanei Shlomo should help. We should all do a tshuva shleima. We should all run and benefit from the great matana that Rabbanei Shlomo gives us. The matana of Betzel. The matana of Elul and Tishrei. Utilize Elul and Tishrei. Utilize this Ir Miklat. Flee to the Ir Miklat. Run under the ima, under the apron of Ima Ila'a, the mother, our mother, the Shechina Gdeisha, Ima Tziyan. Run under that apron. Seek protection there. Run back to your roots. Run back to the Torah. Teshuvah v'shal achuzase v'shal mishpachte. That's the Shaifa of Yevul. And the Rebbe should help, together with all the Yidden, with all of Klal Yisrael, the Sefer Chaim, Brocha, the Shalom, with Anasa Taibu, Zayres Taibu, Yishuos, and Achameis, we should all be in the Zacher, in the Kasev, in the Chasim, with all of Klal Yisrael, and we should all be Zaycher to the Shefer of Kedusha, the Shefer of Betzel, not Yevav ben Zerach mi Batzra, but the Yevav of Trua, of Yom Tzuyilach, and Rebbe should help. We should all hear and rally around Mashiach to the sound of the Shofar of Avaya b'Yom Ahu, Yitaka b'Shofar Gadol, Uvol ha'Ovdim b'Yeretz Asher, v'Nedachim b'Yeretz Mitzrayim, v'Shtachvu l'Hashem b'Har HaKodesh b'Yerushalayim.
Amen. Amen.